It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1
WAPE.
And I'm Mark Kay, and Megan just walked back in the room, which was great timing. Thanks so much for being here. Happy Monday. Sorry if we're boring you, too.
Yeah, you are.
No, I know why you're bored. It's because you're on LinkedIn.
What?
Megan's like, hey, I saw you were posting on LinkedIn. And I was like, why were you on LinkedIn? She's like, oh, no reason.
I mean, everyone else in the world has a LinkedIn, so yeah. Why can't I have one?
No, you can have. I didn't know you had a LinkedIn, Megan. That's great. Yeah. That's great. What are you posting on the LinkedIn?
Suck it, bro.
Are you trying to increase your network of contacts?
I want to, like, connect with people, and I figured it could be a good way for me to
reach out to potential employers.
Locally.
Oh, locally, yeah.
Reach out to people. Who could, like, maybe when I start Babecast again, have people on my podcast.
Oh, when are we starting Babecast again?
Hopefully soon.
Yeah?
Crossing my fingers. I'm trying to figure it out, but I feel like, I mean, I didn't want to do it because I was used to having people come into the studio.
Yeah.
But, you know, COVID.
I mean, I can come in the studio. Do you want to interview me for Babecast?
No, you are not a babe.
I mean, that's okay, but I'm in the studio, and I'm the only one that's allowed in here. So
I know, that's true.
Who are you thinking about interviewing on the next Babecast?
I don't know. I don't have anyone in mind, but I thought that could be a good way to, like, find people.
Yeah,
I know that's like it shows you when you, like, look at their page. So that'll be me creeping.
That's my favorite part of LinkedIn is it'll tell me, like, who looked at your page, who looked at your profile, who searched for you.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, why are people searching for me? That's kind of. I'm not really happy about that, but that's okay because then you can also see what they do. And, like, for example, some psychic searched for me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago, it was
like. See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I could find stuff like that.
Right.
People like that who would be really interesting to talk to.
But then I thought to myself, what kind of crappy psychic needs LinkedIn to find somebody? I think you just close your eyes and, like, you know, like, oh, I see him in the studio. Right?
That's a good point. Yeah. I don't know what they need LinkedIn for either.
Right. You would think psychics don't need anything. If you're really a psychic, you know where I am.
Exactly.
You know? Well, that's good. So when does Babecast kick back off?
I mean, I don't have an official date or even a guest lined up.
Oh, okay, got it.
But I'm just saying, you asked me about LinkedIn and why you're on it, so I answered you. Why are you on it, Mark, to post your lame videos?
First of all, my videos are not lame.
Okay.
Second of all, I like to go on LinkedIn because, you know, I feel like it's too stuffy. And I like to liven it up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like, you know,
is that
like,
what you call those videos, livening it up?
Oh, yeah, it's livening it up.
Okay.
I like to take, you know, it's like when there's always that one person in the meeting who's really loud or says something inappropriate. Usually it's one of us.
Yeah.
Or if you ever go to, like, a conference or some kind of, I don't know, if you've been to a convention and all the tables are.
I don't typically get invited to those type of things. No.
You'll go to a convention and, like, everything will be boring and there'll be, like, things on the table or samples or someone will be like, hi, do you have any questions? And you're like, no, you just walk on by. But then there's that one booth where they've really gone. They've got, like, games and, like, a carnival barker, and they're handing out free Jell-O shots, and that's the booth to be at. I want to be that booth on LinkedIn. That's why I go there.
That's a fair argument.
Okay, I'm just saying.
No, I get it now.
Also because it's creepy when I go on TikTok now, so I just go on LinkedIn.
Yeah, it's a little bit too
When you're my age, you can't go on TikTok and be cool. But if you go on LinkedIn, they're like, who's this cool young whippersnapper?
It's very true.
Yeah. Anyway, star 951. Is anyone in particular you're looking at for Babecast? Like, can we?
No,
help
I
you?
Literally
no?
just, like, logged on yesterday. I feel like you're getting really ahead of yourself here.
You have to be a babe and what? Just be willing to cast? This is like a fishing show?
Yeah, just talk about your career your path.
Oh, okay, good. Star 951, if that's you. Music station, it's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Thanks for joining us. So Megan brought out some good news for Sex and the City fanatics, of which there are, I'm sure, many. They are coming up with a 10-episode HBO Max special.
Yes, that is happening officially. They just announced it yesterday.
Yeah, except there's going to be no Samantha.
And just like that.
I mean, that's pretty much the extent of the teaser, but still, it made everybody excited. Well, a lot of people excited.
Yeah.
I think people who are like Sarah Jessica Parker stans don't care that Kim Cattrall is not in it because they think she's like a big B word, basically. You know what I mean? If you're a huge fan of Sarah Jessica Parker, you're going to take her side.
I think you're going to need to change the name of the show from Sex and the City because really when you think about sex in that show, it was all Kim Cattrall. She was like Samantha was it, man. She was doing everybody.
Well, she was the main one who, but they were all, you know, doing it.
Now they're all married women. It's going
to
be
supposed to be about them navigating their lives in their 50s. Wow. That's what it is. Yeah.
All right.
So,
that'll be exciting.
I mean, who knows if they're married? Somebody could have got a divorce. You don't know.
No, you're right. I don't know. I'm going to have to wait and see.
Stop saying that.
I just, no, it's, you know, but it is interesting how instead of coming up with new shows, they're going back to the old shows. Do you remember they did it with Will and Grace? They brought back like 2 seasons of Will and Grace.
And it was actually good.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even watch it.
Somebody told me it was actually pretty good. Oh. Maybe my parents watched it or something. But I remember hearing, like, usually when they bring back a show, it's not amazing. It's just like, oh my God, why did you do this? Just, you should have left it alone. But since something like Will and Grace was so good, maybe there's some hope for this.
You know what was really good that I wish I would do more of? Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. That
Did
was
you
great.
Watch that? I saw the commercial for it.
Celebrity Wheel of Fortune was very funny because Tony Hawk didn't even spin the wheel, but just because everyone else sucks so bad, he would roll and he won like 15 grand in the first 2 minutes.
Really?
Tony Hawk was like, I haven't even touched the wheel and I'm kicking y'all's butts.
I like the idea of that. That's pretty funny.
No, and you know, because celebrities, they're working for charity. They're not as cutthroat.
Right.
So you would have them. They would joke a lot. I watched The Chase, which was Ken Jennings and James Holzhauer and the other guy. And it was like a trivia. No.
I don't know any of those.
I'm at that age now where celebrity game shows are more exciting to me than bringing back old TV shows.
Yeah, this was a really exciting conversation about Sex and the City, and you just made it really lame.
I mean, excuse me. It was exciting about Sex and the City until you said them navigating life in the 50s.
That's what the definition of the, but it is. But I mean, it still could be good.
Let's be honest.
Remember that movie, that Judd Apatow movie, This is 40?
This is 40, not 50.
That was a great movie.
That was a great movie.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's kind of the same idea.
I'm just saying, if this is a show about three married women with kids navigating life in the 50s, odds are they're just going to be sitting around watching Celebrity Family Feud and Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, just like I do. Celebrity Family Feud, that's the best one.
That is a good one.
Man, Steve Harvey could host anything, and it would be great.
That's true.
Star 951, Sex and the City coming back for 10 episodes. Good idea? Horrible idea? Are you totally excited? Or are you like, no, Samantha, I'm out? Star 951. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. 7:37. So, by the way, another one of our coworkers on Facebook posted a photo because he not only is having a baby, but bought a brand new house. And Megan was like, did you see so-and-so is having a baby and got a house?
On Cooper's life.
On Cooper's life? Wait a minute.
I swear to
God.
That's
who you swear on your dog's life?
Yeah, I did not, because that's how you know I'm serious. I did not say it like that.
You didn't say it?
I'm genuinely happy for these people.
Okay.
Who are having a baby. They just bought a house. Like, I could not. I'm, like, not even kidding you. When my boyfriend told me this was happening, which before they posted it, I knew about it.
Sure.
I was very, very excited for
them. Oh, God. So you're excited. So you're not jealous at all?
No.
Not even a tinge of jealousy?
No.
That they're married?
I mean, I will be, like, a full, honest... Wait, what? I'll be honest with you. Like, sometimes I do get jealous at stuff, but like, this one's not one of them. This is like a really genuine, happy for them.
Okay, good.
Excited.
What's a time you did get jealous of someone else who posted on Instagram or whatever that they're having a baby and buying a house and getting engaged?
I don't know. Maybe if it's like a really cool house that I wish I could afford. That's probably what.
Or if it's someone you don't like, you're like, why? Who's marrying that person?
Yeah.
They're having a baby. Someone slept with her? Oh my God. That's what you were thinking, right?
No, not necessarily. Yeah. No.
Then there's this
other. It's usually just materialistic things that I'm jealous over, not necessarily like the things like babies or houses.
Oh, you really? It's more like what? Like they got a new.
No, that's what I mean. Like if
car
it's a sick
something?
House and a cool location, like we're at the beach, like where I always really like would die to live. I would be jealous because I'm like, I wish I could do that.
No, yeah, but that's true.
Happy for you. A little jealous. If I'm being candid, I mean, that's the truth.
Megan, I think that's healthy, and I think it's appropriate that you can actually admit that to people.
Yes.
That, you know, yes, I'm happy
but
for
I
them,
but
at the same time.
I don't live my life in a jealousy like, oh, you're engaged and I'm not. Like, you think that I do. Like,
I don't think you do at all.
Yes, you do, because every time I even say, oh, this person got engaged, you literally are like, oh, you're jealous. Immediately, like you think that I am, but
okay.
I'm not.
Okay, I do, but that's probably carryover from a girl I used to work with.
Yes, it is. So, it really has been carried over.
It's like a reflex.
It's
like, well, so are you, Megan. Oh no, never
that's
mind.
That's true. I'm not gonna argue with you.
No, but your grandma and I do have some nice conversations, but we're just concerned about you.
My grandma.
Yeah, I call your grandma because you know she's still not engaged. Your grandma's like, I know.
She's the most savage of them all.
She really is.
She literally will just be like. Remember the lamp?
Yeah, when she gave...
It's like everything.
What was the lamp she gave? She said
she called me and she said that she's getting rid of this lamp, but maybe maybe once you buy a house, then you can have the lamp or something. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you want to buy me a house? Because I'll gladly take the damn lamp.
Do you have the lamp? Where's the lamp now?
No, I don't have the lamp. It was just like a reason to like be
to be snotty.
Your cousins have this and you don't.
Right, sure. Like my cousin, your cousins are getting all the furniture because they have a house to furnish.
She literally told me once that like she was... Like growing up when she was like with, not growing up, but when she was younger with my grandpa, like they were like house poor. So that's like what they valued was like owning a house.
Sure.
It's like the most important thing.
Right. So you're walking around an empty house going, look how great our life is.
Exactly.
What do you want to eat? We can't afford food.
Because I don't want to do that. I don't want to live like that. I just want to like, you know.
It's like, I remember when my first apartment with, I guess it was like, I don't even remember what it was, like a one bedroom apartment. It cost me like nothing. And I would look out at the parking lot and all the guys that lived in those apartments had like BMWs,
exactly.
Mercedes Benzes. And then they would like live in these one bedroom apartments. And I thought that's kind of weird.
Yeah. See, we have both a crappy car and a crappy place to live.
So perfect. So there you go. So that's synergy.
Yes.
I like that shows that you're being responsible.
We're consistent.
Consistently poor. Yes. Star *951. By the way, that reminds me, I have an old rug. So if you ever get a house.
Okay, please.
You can throw it in your foyer. It'll be great. Yeah.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big Ape app.